Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem, Hilchos Natilas Yadayim. We're up to Siv Tezayim. Misha Be'emta Suda, someone's eating the Suda, he washed obviously, and he's in the middle of the Suda. Naga Begufo B'makomos HaMachusim. There are areas in the Guf which are called normally covered. Called B'makomos HaMachusim Shebeguf. O Shechichich B'rosho, where he scratched his head. O Sheishtin Mayim. Tzorach L'galod B'pam Shenis. He has to wash his hands. That means in a halachically correct way. He has to wash. But no more about the Tila Shadayim, because he did it already once. And Afilo Masa Tzrachov, if he moved his bowels, still, that's how the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins. Mishneh Berurah paskins that you do make another, if you move your bowels, you do have to make another on the Tila Shadayim. Which you say on the Tuesday night, and then Asher Yotzer.
Why wouldn't you wash in the same way that you would if you were going to the bathroom before the meal?
You have to wash the Tuesday night again. You have to wash Koach Gavra. You have to rewash until the Shadayim. If in the middle of the
Asher Yotzer immediately after coming out. Like
well, because now that you're making all the Tuesday Shadayim, it's clear you have to make all the Tuesday Shadayim. Because you have to wash in a halachically acceptable way, right? And you're making on the Tila Shadayim. So the Meiser, that so now you don't have a choice. So you have to choose between on the Tila Shadayim and Asher Yotzer. So that's more important to put the bracha, the Brichas HaMitzvah, next to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. There you had an option to wash in a not good way, and then to make Asher Yotzer, and then to wash, and would you dry your hands, and then to wash. I don't think people do like the Mishneh Berurah. It's hard to know, but I don't think so. I never saw anybody making on the Tuesday night again in the middle of a meal. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch's paskins, you never will. So if you're Zion, or Echol Dovish, if you're B'mashke, anything that's wet, fruit, vegetables, meat, or Shabbat Mashke, or Michael, not just tibulo, but water fell on it. But dainu lachman amashke. I will be sure in a nogeh b'mokam amashke. Because this water mashke gets tummy very easily. And therefore they made that part of the gzeira too, to make sure you are well versed in tyrus yodayim. So they said in this case, this common case of being wet, so you have to always wash. Rak lo nivarech anatila shadayim, because of the suffix in halacha, if you have to. Rabbi mekilim b'dabar zeh, even, they don't do it at all. I will call you a shemayim, yishol lachmer al atzmo. And it's still wet? That's what he's talking about. You're supposed to wash. The grow washed and made a bracha.
If you dry it, then you don't have to.
If you're drying it and the eating process consists that you're eating a dry fruit, it's dry, then you don't have to. You could, what? Cookies and milk, if you dip the cookies into milk, you could have that issue. Right? L'chaira, dip cookies into milk.
If you have it as part of your suda, if it's dessert, bring out.
No, because you wash the bread, that covers this. I don't know anybody that washes. I mean, I'm sure people do. I'm sure the grub people do. He even made a bracha. But like, I never saw it. Even though everybody says Yirei Shemayim should be machmir, but I think Baruch HaShulchan already, takes to the floor and says, Some say that even the halacha wouldn't have us do it, because we're all tmeim anyway. So, you know, bread, they were masake. That's more of a takana. Here, it's mamish bepoil, the reason. That's the reason they were masake. And we're tamei anyway. So, like, what's the point? We're being matamei it anyway. So, since the by tibula b'maske, it's the bepoil dikatuma. So, that's what some say. So, maybe that's probably why people on that makridus, they rely on those shittas that nobody holds you have to, b'zman hazeh, when we're tummy anyway. What? We're not interpreting the Shulchan Aruch or the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Some say that this shita and the Gemara, that this shita is only, is not when there's no Paraduma. It's really not Beis HaMikdash. Paraduma lasted for a number of decades after the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Karpas,
the Gro makes a bracha. The Gro people make a bracha by Karpas. We don't do Karpas properly anyway. I mean, it depends what you use. If you use a potato, you don't have to wash, the truth is. I would assume the grub people don't use a potato. Because a potato, the derech is to eat it with a utensil. It's a derech, you don't really take it with your hands. So if it's a derech to eat it with the utensil, you don't have to wash. We're going to learn in a second. If it's a derech to hold it in the utensil. So it could be the grub people eat potatoes, they end up not washing.
We
will
not eat, not only the
Baal Seder. Okay, that's already Hilchos Seder. That's Hilchos Seder. Everybody eats, only he washes.
Yeah,
there certainly was such a, was such a minig. It's based on the fact that Mikra, then you don't have to wash. In other words, why are we washing for Karpas Pesach night? So some say, what?
We always should be, right?
We always should be, so we're doing it right tonight. But some say it's just a sign of Kairos, and that's Aruch HaShulchan that says it here also. Sif Yitzchess. Mashkin and Yenzehim Ashiva, Veiluhain, Yayin, Bechain Chaymetz Miyayin, that's one. Dvash Dvarim, Biyuz Honey. Shemen Zayas, Cholov, Ubechlau Zagam Mei Cholov. That's Wei, W-H-E-Y, I think. Yeah. Tau, Dom Shal Behem Achai V'yoy, Tainak Shoichlan L'Refuah.
What is that?
I will show my peros. I feel the b'mokum shorigilan lasos mashkin l'shtiyah mishtichet today the peros ain lahen din mashkelin yinzeh. These are what's called midiraisa mashkin. It's nogeya schita, right, and Shabbos also. Sif yotes peros shemurukochim b'tzuker and preserves and sugar fruit ain tzvichin atila shodayin. The sugar is not a liquid. But if they're preserved in honey, which was commonly done, if it didn't harden, it got thick. It's still fluid, still flows. Tzvichin etil shadoyim. Mechein achem a butter she bechlav hacholo v'mikru shayin amashke rach oichel. Abel amini moich arayu mashke. What?
Soft cheese. Soft cheese.
Cream cheese. It doesn't flow. mean, what is it about butter? Nimoicha means it's melted and it's a liquid. Mamish melted. I think flowing is a good rule of thumb. Dvorim Shadak and Lochon below Kafu Mazrei Tzumenchov tells us. Then I feel who Lochon Adu then Kafu Mazrei Tzarech Matilu Shadayim. Avodah V'Shein Daka like a rock Adu then Kaf. Like your cornflakes in the morning, sitting in milk. Gon Levivos V'Kayoy Tzibuzer. Pancakes probably, what? Dumplings. Parents move cooking with dice. Welcome to Shein Daka and Lochon Adu then Kaf. I'm Mazleg. Ain't talking to Zun. It's very important. Okay, it's not so important as if you made a bracha, then it's going to be a question if you're supposed to make a bracha. But even though it's I'm sorry, until it's over. Chaf Aleph. Melach Shanasa Mimayim is produced by the evaporation of water. Having Mechlau Mayim. Kiamayim, because they took salt water, sea water, and they. Kiamayim Abu Mishinikrish, the Yosu Mechlau Mashke. Water is a liquid even when it's ice. Lachain, I tabled Snoim the Kadim of the Melach Zer, Tzarech Mephila Shadoyim. Yayin Sorof, liquor, Shanasa Mitzvu only Paris, ain't a masculine in Zer. No? Wow. Because it's from these Paris. Do I have a exam in a two woman of Paris? Probably Jesh Bogamayim, and Mozogam came to Mayim, and the Kombukom Hema mute.
Sunday we're not learning, so it'll be really only 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.